As you remember, the garbage man, that fiend of the foul fragrance, that refugee of the refuse pile, has lured our heroes Captain Jan and Boy Blunder Dean to his home at the city dump.
Gagging maggots!
Where he has them there trapped, in with all the garbage in the back of his garbage truck. Let's look in.
Well, Titanic twosome. Or should I say Trathfield twosome? Looks as if I can finally get you two out of the way so I can complete my garbage crimes without any interference.
You malodorous menace, we'll dispose of you yet.
Yeah, you rancid rat fink. Peck. Oh, yeah? We'll see if you can get out of this one. Last one out's a rotten egg.
And with that, the sinister stinker throws a switch which sends Captain Jan and the Boy Blunder and all the other garbage inside the truck, whirling around while the garbage man makes off for the Surf City racetrack to steal the million-dollar horse, Stinkpot.
Yeech, gag, choke. This is terrible. Boy Blunder, shut off the power.
And with that, the Boy Blunder deftly gets his finger caught in the motor mechanism of the garbage truck, and the garbage and our heroes come to a sudden halt. Quickly, our heroes leap out of the garbage truck, and then noticing a horseshoe on the ground.
Quickly to the racetrack, Green.
Who, me?
And they're off and running in the fifth at Surf City Park. It's Man's World by two length with Smelling Salt sniffing up on the inside. And in the far turn, it's Jasmine by two length. And here comes Stinkpot making his bid. And as they go past the announcer stand, it's Stinkpot by nose. And as they cross the finish line, it's Stinkpot all the way. Wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I can't believe my eyes.
Suddenly, a huge garbage wagon is pulled up to the finish line. And the million-dollar horse Stinkpot has run up a plank into the garbage wagon. But wait, here come our heroes.
Oh, here we come.
All right, Boy Blunder, wrap up the garbage man in this newspaper.
Holy Chronicle, Captain Jan. This ought to dispose of this sinister stinker once and for all.
But later in jail, the Wizard of the Waste Pile is planning his escape.
How can they have done such a thing to such a nice, sweet guy like me?